This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia says it will station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus. This, according to President Vladimir Putin on Saturday. It would mark the first time since the mid-1990s that Moscow would have based such arms outside the country. Putin made the announcement at a time of growing tensions with the West over the Ukraine war, as some Russian commentators speculate about possible nuclear strikes. The United States, the world's other nuclear superpower, has reacted cautiously. A senior administration official noted that Russia and Belarus had talked about such a deal over the past year and said there were no signs Moscow planned to use its nuclear weapons. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and FEMA Administrator Dina Deanne Criswell are due in the southern U.S. state of Mississippi on Sunday to survey the damage from a devastating tornado that killed some 25 people in a small community. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the damage.
Ain't no houses left up.
Rolling Fork, Mississippi resident Shedrick B. says his neighborhood is just devastated. Houses and trees are flattened.
The little restaurants we got, the gas station, all of that's over with, gone.
He and his girlfriend and two children huddled in a closet after hearing that roar.
I was just holding them tight. She was praying.
AP correspondent Emily Wagster Pettis in Rolling Fork.
The scale of destruction in this small town is really astounding.
She says it's obvious some people did not survive, with trailer homes taking the hardest hit. The storm, described as a supercell, also knocked out trees and power lines in Alabama and Tennessee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Donald Trump used his first election rally in Waco, Texas on Saturday to rail against the prosecutors investigating him. He told supporters gathered at Waco's airport on Saturday that the investigations swirling around him were something straight out of the Stalinist Russia horror show, to use his turn of phrase. Trump is being investigated by prosecutors in Manhattan for campaign finance violations stemming from his alleged payment of hush money to an adult film actress ahead of the 2016 election. A special counsel appointed by the Department of Justice is investigating allegations he hoarded top secret documents and masterminded a plot seeking to overturn the 2020 election. The Taliban says it's still trying to take charge of Afghanistan's embassies abroad despite international isolation because of its restrictions on women and girls. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
In a video, the government's main spokesperson said they had sent diplomats to at least 14 countries to take charge of other diplomatic missions abroad. The UN and foreign governments have been extremely critical of the Taliban's treatment of female education and employment. As a result, the international community in general remains wary of officially recognizing the Taliban. In Kabul, 10th grade student Tarawat told the AP she has few prospects under the Taliban's rule. We're living with an uncertain future. Women's futures are wasted because they cannot study and go to school. Despite the disapproval to Taliban policies on women and girls, some countries retain an active diplomatic mission in Afghanistan, including Pakistan, Turkey, Qatar, and China. I'm Karen Chamas.
In the United States, police in South Texas say two migrants are dead and others hospitalized after being found in a freight train. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Uvalde Police Department says dispatchers received a 911 call Friday afternoon from someone saying a group of migrants were suffocating in a freight train car that had been traveling near the U.S.-Mexico border. The Border Patrol was able to stop the train, and police say they found about 15 migrants. Union Pacific Railroad says the people were in two cars, 12 in a shipping container, including the two who died, and three in a hopper car. At least 10 of the migrants were sent to hospitals. Union Pacific says the train was traveling east from Eagle Pass, bound for San Antonio. I'm Ben Thomas.
French police again clashed with protesters Saturday as campaigners sought to stop the construction of reservoirs in the southwest. Several protesters and members of security forces were wounded in the clashes around Sainte-Soline as campaigners sought to stop the construction of reservoirs for the agricultural industry. Local authorities estimated the crowd at about 6,000 people. Marissa Melton, VOA News.